Senator, how are you?
Very good.
Wanted to get your take on your K-2 bill. I think you're pleased with the results.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, last year the legislature banned the product known as K-2. It's a synthetic chemical that's brought in from Asia, sprayed onto leaves, sold as a potpourri or an incense. Mostly students were buying it, getting real sick. Reports they were in the hospital from Traverse City all the way to Detroit. And so we banned it. Unfortunately, in December, lame duck session, late at night, something was drafted inappropriately or inadvertently that legalized K2. And the governor went ahead and signed it instead of sending it back to the legislature. And she did write a letter that said, please fix this. So what I've done is put through legislation that fixes it and, again, makes K2 illegal.
It seems like when you get past one situation, another one pops up. We had a type of energy drink that had caffeine and alcohol that the state ended up banning, and now there are some challenges with certain bath salts that are circulating around the state.
Again, Tony, I want to emphasize to everybody listening out there, this product is worse than anything we've seen in a long time. This is like a combination of methamphetamine, cocaine, and LSD. It is horrible, horrible stuff. It's a synthetic chemical sold as bath salts. It is not bath salts. That is the fake name they use to bring it in and sell it legally. What this does is puts people into a paranoid rage, and they believe that foreign soldiers are chasing them or demons and gods. All sorts of problems from suicide to homicide to very, very dangerous stuff. And parents, make sure your kids don't have this product. It is really bad.
Now, will the current bill that you have for K2 also address that challenge?
I tried to do that. I tried to add K2 or add the bath salts to the K2 fix. I was not legally allowed to do that because it's a different section of Michigan law. So I immediately started drafting another bill to take care of these fake bath salts, and hopefully we can get that put through in the next 2 months.
All right. Well, the Michigan Department of Health has already banned these salts called Ivory Wave, Aura, Zoom 2, Zeus 2, Cosmic Blast, and White Rush. They're hallucinogenics, and the symptoms of using these are increased heart rate, chest pains, dizziness, delusions, panic attack, nose bleeding, and nausea. And what's scary about these drugs, Senator, is they've been snorted, ingested, mixed with water, and inserted rectally and vaginally. The students seem to be picking up on this, so I know you want it stopped right away.
Yes, and the Michigan Department of Community Health has not banned these. They've asked the legislature to ban them, and that's why I've responded. What they have done is put out an alert that these things are very, very dangerous, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. They're fake salts. And, you know, they don't even sell them in the grocery store. They sell them in the head shops and in places where greedy people are trying to make money off of foolish students that don't realize the dangers.
Well, starting in April, thousands of college students in Michigan are going to become ineligible for the Bridge Card program. There's about 15,000 students of a total of 26,000 who receive state food assistance who are eligible for the card, mainly because they attend a state college or university. I know that this situation troubles you.
Oh, absolutely. I've been fighting this for many years. Our bridge cards, it's the new name for the old food stamps, they're abused. And there's actually college professors at Michigan State and other places that when the students come in, start of the semester, they say, well, be sure and go get your bridge card. You know, this is a benefit. So the students go down and they get $200 a month to spend any way they want, even if they're wealthy, and even if their parents are giving them money for food, they get the bridge card so they can use that for food and then use the cash from mom and dad for alcohol, cigarettes, and probably some things that are a lot worse.
What is your take on Pure Michigan getting another $10 million?
I agree that Pure Michigan is a good advertising program to bring in more tourism to Michigan. I want it to be funded to the best of our ability. I don't agree with running the ads here in Michigan. You know, I see the billboards and that. I doubt that we need them here in Michigan, but I certainly think it's great to put them in other states and bring in tourists.
And I also wanted to get your take on a bill that would ban mandatory ergonomics rules. What's your take on that?
Well, that's my bill. Okay, what we have in Michigan right now, in 49 states, is we follow federal guidelines. And I can tell you that there is not any employer out there that wants to have bad ergonomics, because if an employee is hurt on the job, they get workers' comp, and that's very expensive. So, you know, I can tell you that General Motors over in Delta Township has a wonderful ergonomics program. In fact, the union approved it. So it's not a problem. Here's what the problem is. Governor Snyder called for this in his State of the State address. Only California has standalone state regulations. And they have just passed us in unemployment. Now, the state of Washington tried it for a while, and it hurt. So many jobs were lost. They put it on the ballot, and the people of the state of Washington got rid of it. Unfortunately, Governor Granholm wanted to follow the California idea, and she started a commission to put in Michigan standalone ergonomic standards. This has helped drive jobs away, because any company coming here says, my goodness, they're going to have additional regulations in this state. It's going to cost a lot of money. One study showed it could cost employers another $500 million just in Michigan. So what I've done is my legislation says we will not have standalone rules. We'll follow their federal rules, like, you know, 49 states are doing right now, and Governor Snyder wants this done right away.
Ergonomics aims to limit injuries caused by heavy lifting, repetitive motion, and awkward work position. Mandatory ergonomics rules have been ruled by, as you mentioned, the governor in the past. Do you think that if these rules are taken away, that workers will still be protected?
Oh, absolutely. Again, in Michigan, if they create a dangerous situation, my OSHA is right in there, stopping it and fining the companies. No business or company wants employees to be injured. It costs a great deal of money. They have to get paid workers' compensation. So this is a problem that does not exist. You know, I mean, if a company's doing something wrong, they're going to get sued. But what the message is, we don't need overregulation in Michigan. It makes us different. It drives away jobs. So, from my perspective, this is the difference between the governors. Governor Granholm wanted more regulations. Governor Snyder wants more jobs.
All right, Senator, before we let you go, what do you think we're going to see from the governor's budget when it comes out?
Well, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly described it as an atomic bomb. I think he did that to wake everybody up. I have been saying in different columns I've written, the people of Michigan need to have an epiphany. They need to realize, have a new way of thinking, that we truly are in a crisis. Now, Governor Engler and Governor Granholm kicked the can down the road. They had one-time budget fixes, budget gimmicks. Governor Granholm extensively used federal money, the stimulus money from Obama. That is gone. So now we must balance the budget. We must fix the structural problem with our state.
What are you going to be working on today?
Well, today I'm in the office at 9 o'clock and have a series of meetings. Going to continue to work on the ergonomics bill. I'm working on a package of bills to stop what occurred in Delta Township. We had an abortion clinic that threw 17 babies into a garbage dumpster. It was pretty shocking. They were in plastic bags with the mother's name and date put on them. You know, it's not whether you're pro-abortion or right to life. It's a terrible thing because it damages the image of Michigan. We want to be known as pure Michigan, not a state where we throw babies into a garbage dumpster. So what my legislation does, and I hope to bring it up in a committee on Tuesday, simply says the product of an abortion will be cremated. You know, a medical cremation, it's also, I believe, safer for public health.
Senator, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay, have a great day.